Listen to Darker Side of the Moon Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Visit our website at darkersideradio.com.
From horror movies to the paranormal, we cover it all.
It's a spooky, weird, and zany kind of show.
With your hosts,
Laura Moon
and Becky Ray.
Don't miss it.
There's no flowing gown. There's no crystal ball. There's just me, Christy, psychic medium. I'm a spirit medium since the tender age of 3, and I'm dedicated and passionate about my work. I perform all my readings with honesty, integrity, and the other side has a sense of humor, so I use that too. Let me help clear the cobwebs of confusion in your life. At some point in everyone's life, direction is needed, and I'm here as a friend and as a counselor to help give you insight. I do instant message readings, email readings, phone readings, and if you're in the Michigan area, I do in-person readings. Visit my website at www.tangledwishes.com.
I'm not afraid of the dark. I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits! Oh yeah, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's Drive Time Paranormal Broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what, most love of the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghostman and Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghostman and Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
You're listening to Ghostly Talk with Doug, Scott L., and Bonnie.
Author, inspirational speaker, and paranormal and life consultant Rick Hayes may be known for his unique abilities, but his motivating and inspirational persona in the media and speaking circuit is highly recognized as unique. is a unique and fascinating experience. Rick Hayes is the founder of Life's Gift, an association that supports his consultation and speaking engagement services. As a consultant with unique abilities, Rick consults on a daily basis with those that have questions regarding life and life after. I think we need a lot of consulting here, Rick. I really need some help. Rick's website is www.lifesgift.com. Rick, it's always great to have you on, and welcome again to Ghostly Talk.
Well, it's great to be back, and someone told me there's a holiday tomorrow. I didn't recognize that.
Yeah, no kidding. I don't even look at the calendar anymore. I was talking to Doug. I'm like, we got to take care of this stuff. We got to take care of that stuff tomorrow. You know, he's like, you know, tomorrow's Labor Day, don't you? I'm like,
I'm expecting a call.
And then I did realize it's a holiday because that's the day when it's the time when all the kids go back to school.
Yep.
And I have officially become old because I'm very happy for that time now. I'm very relieved for that time. So I think I have finally reached that pinnacle. So yeah, tomorrow is a holiday. You're right, Rick.
Wow. Hey, I wanted to start off your show, I've been on your show several times.
Yeah.
I just wanted to share this little story with me. It was an experience I had just about 3 weeks ago. I wanted to make the announcement that I went to an eye doctor to get my eyes examined.
Yeah.
And I'm now officially at the age where I wear the two lenses in a pair of glasses. They're called bifocals.
Oh yeah, cool. Oh.
Yeah, I've gotten to that point. But it was so funny because when the doctor was examining my eyes, within the first few minutes, one of his first questions to me was, he said, "Rick, do you ever sometimes look like there's a thing that appears in front of you that's not really there?"
Oh God, what a question!
You know, and he didn't know me or anything, you know, and I just kind of went, yeah." And sometimes they're really there, Doc, but. So, you know, I when he said that, I couldn't believe, you know, I didn't know what to say. I just said, yeah, you're right. You know, sometimes.
Well, hey, you know, what did he know?
That's right.
We're talking about a hard science here.
Yeah, the bifocal age. Then they get after that comes trifocals, which are fun. And but I'm not into any of that yet. I've got just a couple more years to go, and then I might join you in that era, but not many more years.
Well, someone, you know, I just turned 50 in April, and someone asked me, you know, they was teasing me, and they was saying, "Well, Rick, you know, 50, you're over the hill," and I said, "Well, not really, because, you know, based on biblical scripture, we're supposed to live to 120 years here on Earth, so I'm not even halfway, so I'm not even worried about it."
There you go. Exactly. Wow. What have you been up to? Doing the conference circuit, doing all your great work? What have you been up to lately?
I tell you, Doug, it's been, first of all, the year has just flown by. I know it's been the same for you guys, but mm-hmm. You know, I was so excited about looking forward to this year and all the great things we had planned this year, and we're already working on some things for next year. But you know, this year has been probably the most that I've been very, very pleased with is the amount of consultations, personal consultations I've been a part of, and being able to share messages from those loved ones who've moved on, and you know, being a part of those messages, and that's been, you know, that we just looked, I think last month I had over 55, 60, you know, in 1 month. And so that keeps me very busy. But, you know, we've been doing, I was part of the film, we did a film, I was actually on a film location here a few months ago, mm-hmm. and that's coming up. And, you know, just everything, you know, you've heard me say this before. I get up every morning and I start off with a smile because I believe you need to. And that's the way you start off, because your day's created just for you. And no one else has a day just like you. And I wake up in the mornings and I feel that way. And then I look and see what all that's going on in Life's Gift. And it's, you know, it's just, it's really been a fascinating experience.
Yeah, we always have a good time hanging out with you too, Rick. We're going to be hanging out with you. Yeah, we're going to be hanging out with you again pretty soon, from what I understand.
Yes, at the Mid-South Paranormal Convention in Louisville, Kentucky, and that's going to be in September the 26th to 28th.
You got it.
I think right now they have me speaking on a Saturday, I think the 27th, but fantastic speakers there again this year. And of course, when you have Scott and Doug and the Ghostly Talk team there, you know, that makes it one fantastic
conference. Yeah. I'm staying sober this year, just so you know.
Oh, you are ugly. You, Scott, well, are legend from last year.
Yeah, I've heard.
Well, it wasn't so much during that time, but it was afterwards that was, you know, that was hard to put up with you, because you was just, you know, you was kind of... kind of slowing down, I think.
Yeah, it was. You're right, Rick. Yeah, well, your table was right across from ours last year. Yeah. Friday night, I was like a rock star Friday night. And then the rest of the weekend, like Troy Taylor kept walking by, and he's just like, dude, you're looking worse and worse, man. Yeah, you try drinking all night on Friday and then living on Dairy Queen breakfast the rest of the weekend and see how you feel, you know? So, yeah. It was kind of rough.
That does go to show you that your day is created just for you, and nobody has the same kind.
I created mine already.
Yesterday, I was pulling a Scott L. in New Orleans, and then, of course, stumbled into the hotel at 6 a.m., and they go, oh, by the way, you have to leave at noon.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Doug was one of those people you saw on the news, Rick.
Yeah, lined up to get to the airport to get out of New Orleans because of Hurricane Gustav. And, And sure enough, my day yesterday was created just for me. And 999,999 other people did pretty much the same thing as me, but they did it in a different way, and probably weren't told after a night of heavy partying. But you know, what can you do?
Yeah, exactly.
What can you do? It's just your lot in life.
Yeah, exactly.
And I did it.
We've done it several times. You know, I do want to get into some stuff, though, with you, Rick. This is going to be a jerky discussion, because we're really in that mood tonight where we're not really worried about art. we're just going at it. I was looking at, you know, some of the questions we had for you tonight, and one of them that really jumped out at me, I don't know if we've discussed this with you or not. We may have in the past, we may not have. But one of the things is, you know, and this is the reason I asked this, because Doug's going to giggle when he hears this, is are there spirits in a cemetery?
And yeah, that's a really interesting.
Well, yeah, and we've got into a fist fight with Peter James over. Well, Doug got into a fist fight with Peter James
so
over this.
Bad about that.
No, it wasn't bad. But I'm wondering what your take is on this. Also,
I bet Peter's hanging around in his cemetery.
Yeah,
well, I wish I hadn't fought with Doug about that. But you know, whatever.
Sorry, Rick. Go ahead.
Bless you, Peter.
my answer to that is yes and no. And the reason I say yes and no is that when you go to a cemetery, you're going there for one or two reasons. Number one, you're either going there to investigate the cemetery, like the historic cemeteries that are around the area, you go there to investigate. You're going there to find the memories there, to maybe get some answers there. When you're going there for that, I feel like that there are spirits, or quote ghosts there. And the reason that they are there is just simply to help you investigate. Who better to help you to understand the location or the cemetery itself or that area than those who have maybe had experiences or memories there? It's just like a haunted house or a haunted location. Now another reason to go there would be to honor someone and to go there and to honor someone that maybe a loved one that their physical body's been laid to rest there. You go there to think of them, to bring them to your memory. and to reflect on the experience, the memories that you have of them. And of course, when you're there for that, I do feel that your loved one is right there with you. But now the question I ask is that if you had a choice when you moved on, when you complete your plan here and moved on, and you know what, you guys know by now I don't use the word death or dead, but when you move on, if you had a choice whether to lay in the ground in that location, 6 feet in the ground with your physical body and hang around the cemetery forever and ever, or if you had the choice of being with your loved ones and guiding them and protecting them, which would you do? So, yes, they are there when you're there because of either they're helping you to understand the location or they're simply there because you're there with them, because you're there to reflect with them. But when you leave, they're going to leave with you. They're not stuck there. They're not trapped there, and they don't remain there.
And, you know, I believe that, too. I think that they'd be there for you or for, you know, whoever happens to be hanging around there. But, like, for example, the one of the things that you do when you take you know, psychic classes and stuff is you learn pretty much to focus and you need to you know prepared and you know, in balance, and you do all these mental exercises, and some of it is to focus. I mean, you one of the things that I learned years and years and years ago is simply to picture an apple, and it's very difficult to do, actually, because does the apple still have a leaf on it? Is it uniformly red? Is it polished? Is it a Macintosh apple or a Red Delicious? You know, when someone says picture an apple,
yeah,
you're going to picture something, and you're going to picture something, and I'm going to picture something. Rick will picture
something.
It's all
perception. It's
completely
yeah.
different.
Mm-hmm.
And but once you picture it, then you're like, now hold that picture in your mind. That's the hard part, okay? And that's the focus, and that's very difficult. Well, when you go to a cemetery, right, pretty much, I mean, yeah, you'll think of other things. You'll think, oh, did I pay the rent? Or, oh, you know, or is my spare key, you know, thing? Or is my tire low in my car? You know, you'll think of other things, but they'll come and they'll go. Because you're pretty much there for remembering that, you know, whoever you're there to
yeah.
visit, you know, it could be a person or people if it's a family kind of thing, but you know, you're there, so you've got some natural focus right
mm-hmm.
there, and therefore that
right.
could be enough to get you in tune with their thoughts and feelings from the other side.
Absolutely. I mean, you're absolutely right. You know, one thing we tend to forget is what they understand, what we're feeling, they understand what we're thinking. And if they know that you're thinking of them and you're going there for them, they know this and they're going to be a part of it. So and the same thing with investigations. I share with paranormal investigators before they go to location, you know, clear your mind and really be positive and don't walk in there saying we might get something. You know, walk in there and say we are going to connect. We are going to get something. And when you walk in, you share with them, I'm here to learn from you. Help me, give me messages, either audio, video, however you want to do it, but give me messages and let me better understand this location. They know why you're there. They know why what you're doing there. So because of that, just like you said, Doug, by focusing on all this, it'll actually help you better.
I believe that.
I've never really thought about that. That's,
well, is this all in relation to just a cemetery, or is this...
Well, that's pretty much in general.
It's yeah,
just
say,
going
it's
to a
general.
Cemetery helps you focus on what you want to get. You want to get this evidence. You want to learn about the cemetery. In your case, Keith, some of the best evidence I've ever heard came from you guys going to just a local little tiny cemetery. But you weren't going there to drink and party,
no,
right, and be
no,
unfocused
never.
And listen to heavy metal. You were going there to, you know, with cameras.
Going there to crank up our Marilyn Manson,
yeah.
man, and dance around the tombstones.
You were going
yeah,
there
man.
With your equipment to see if you could contact any, you know, spirits. And that just the physical act of going there helps you mentally focus
yes.
what you're expecting and what you want, what would be, you know, interesting. And you guys learned a lot. You learned stuff out of that evidence
quite
that you
a
got,
few.
Too. I remember
quite
that.
A few things.
So it's a... and then you also, didn't you also go and start digging through records? Or,
yes.
Or, yeah. So you even
thought that evidence was good enough to where, oh my gosh,
I cross-referenced it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you cross-referenced it. So
absolutely.
So talk about a great physical and mental exercise, and that's what it's about, and that helps you with those spirits. I think it sets up the communication.
That's one of those things I don't think I've ever truly thought about, like honestly, and that makes a lot of sense.
Right, and I think it's true, and
absolutely.
And so I'm really glad you brought that up, Rick, because, you know, Peter James, he used to be of the mindset that, nope, ghosts aren't hanging around in cemeteries at all. And I'm like, I argued a little bit, but I didn't, you know, really, it didn't matter either way, because the only ghost I ever saw is I saw him in a cemetery. So I'm like, all right, you know, I can't argue this to death, and didn't. So, and,
but you did.
Well, I did.
You did.
I sort of did. I feel bad.
The point of apologizing on the break. Okay, look, I'm really sorry.
No, I don't think he's going to hold it against you, man.
I just saw that and thought it had to be brought up here with Rick, just to get a different viewpoint.
But it's the same thing. The historical places. Let's go into historical places. Why are historical places haunted? I think it'll be... Some of it will be a similar thing, is mm-hmm. when you go to a historical place, you get that, like, oh, you go to Gettysburg. Rick, you've been to Gettysburg,
emotion.
Right?
Yes. You feel it.
You can feel Gettysburg in the history, and that really helps you connect with what happened there, and perhaps the any spirits that are there to help you or teach you or whatever.
And again, what we need to understand, and we use the example of Gettysburg here, what we need to understand is that they are not these soldiers who suddenly completed their plan there, moved on there. They're not stuck there. They are part of history there. And they were part of this history, so, and they completely understand when we go to these historical locations like the Gettysburg, we are going there, when I was younger, I went there because it was a part of my history books in my school. I was there to learn about the history. Now while I was there, I automatically saw ghosts even as little as I was, so, uh-huh. But when investigators, again, we go back to investigators, when paranormal investigators go there to investigate, they are going there to try to connect with these loved ones of these spirits that were a part of this history. They know that. They want us to understand what happened there because we cannot grasp exactly what happened there unless it's from someone who's actually was a part of it. Yeah. And so by knowing this, that's why they're there. They're there to help us to understand exactly what it was like. And I've been in many, many historical places and many places that have shared with me about, you know, what was going on during this time and what it was like and the sounds that you hear during this time and just like Gettysburg, they shared with me not so much, you know, the shooting and all that, but just seeing those that were I remember one that was just shared with me that he said the last words he heard from someone next to him before he moved on was, "Tell my wife I love her." And, you know, and he shared that with me, and it's like, wow, you know, I would, that really helped me to even connect more to that location and what was going on there at that time. You know, for to hear someone say that is just, you really feel even more connected to that location than just walking through. So they're there. Mm. So they're there to help us understand.
Wow, that's and even more generically than if. You
sorry, I'm taking a pounding in the chat room here about my drinking last year at the Mid-South. So I'm defending myself. Sorry about that. I'm right here.
We all totally.
I apologize. I'm going to jump back in here. I just had to defend myself.
But even then, if you take, because we've been talking about places, we talked about cemeteries, we talked about historic places, which just, you know, and those have focus. Those have, you know, like it helps you as an investigator or anybody going there, you know, to remember your family or to remember who lived there or to learn about or whatever. Those will help focus you. But there are some places, like what if you move into a house? Right?
Mm-hmm.
You just move into a house and over time, of course, because it doesn't happen, like they don't, you know, leave a card or anything. By the way, I'm here. You know, over time you figure out, you're like, hey, oh my gosh, I think my house is haunted. And you weren't looking for it. You didn't know anything about ghosts.
Yeah.
So some places are haunted without that focus or that. You know, why, Rick, would some other places be considered haunted places?
Well, and I'll give you two examples. Well, first of all, you know, what we need to understand is if just because your home is there, it doesn't necessarily mean that there's a ghost or a spirit or what I call a loved one there that is connected to your home. What we need to understand is that there is so much history and there's so much, I don't want to use the word history, but memories and experiences, not necessarily in the home, but in the location it's in. So what, and that's why I shared in the ebook that I just wrote that you really do a lot of research on the location of your home, not just the home itself, but also the location, because where your home is, and I've been to many individual residences that have, you know, they've went back and looked in the history of their location, and they found that there used to be an older home there, or, you know, you go back even farther, there may have been a teepee there, there may have been a log cabin there, there may have been a mansion there, you know, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
So, you know, and this land is a memory and experience for these loved ones. So when you go into the, we've got one scheduled to go, this Friday. It was a home that was, there was a book written about it. And it was really funny because I was on the way to Cincinnati and she called to request a consultation and if I would come into the home because they got so many things going on. And I just went ahead, I said, let me call them back. I got 2 hours on the road. I'll just call it back. And I called her and I freaked her out, guys, because I was on the phone with her and I said, you're in the home now. And she said, yes. And I said, you have a stairway right behind you and where you're sitting. And she said, yes, I do. And I said, well, there's a lady on the third step right now. She's looking at you and she's got a full length dress on. I explained it. And she said, yeah. I said, but what I need to ask you is this. I said, there's a root cellar and I called it root cellar. I said, there's a root cellar in your home. And she said, well, we have a basement. And she said, this home is very old. It's over 100 and some years old. And I said, there's a root cellar in your home. And she said, it's a basement. And I said, well, all I know is there's a lot of things going on in that basement, constantly going in and out. It's almost like it's a secret that you're going in and out. Well, she shared with me at the end of the conversation that this home, the history of this home, it was once a part of the Underground Railroad. And the basement part was a part of where they hid those that they were, you know, transferring to the north. So, you know, and so, you know, that particular home has a lot of history, itself. But it not necessary, and why are they there? Again, that particular home, the one that was there, like the lady on the step, I feel like has a lot of memories there. There's a lot of history in this home. It's over 100 some years old. So there's a lot of things about this home that they hold dear to their heart, even in spirit. So that's why they're still there. So that's why they're there. They're not there to try to drive you out. They're not there to try to, you know, try to say that this is my place. And I say that, but there are times when, some do get pretty firm. We, on a film we just did, we had one that, was trying to tell us he was the master of the house and, He let us know by physical validation, by the way. So,
wow.
You guys know Keith Age, right?
Oh, definitely.
All right. Well, you asked Keith Age if he provoked a spirit in a home recently, because he was kind of relaying some statements to this energy that I was sharing thoughts with, and I kept telling them, you know, him, the producers, and everybody. I kept telling them, I said, you know, he wants his. This is his room. This is, he's the master of this house. He wants this out of his room, and they kept saying, you know, and Keith kept telling him, you know how Keith is. He's not afraid of it. He just starts continually trying to debate him. Well, suddenly there was a door in the other in the next room, and this door just slammed like someone just slammed it against the wall.
Wow.
And, I was hoping they'd catch it, but I think there were three guys that jumped up about 3 feet in the air with that.
That's what happens. Hey, Rick, we have to take a quick break.
Yeah.
You know, on our breaks here at Ghostly Talk, we play, other than, you know, Bonnie Vent, we play the Paranormal News, but we also play independent music from anyone who submits independent music. And so that's why our breaks are important. Rick, keep thinking about, we're going to talk about other interesting events, other things coming up for you and stuff right after
the
break.
Yeah, sure.
And, but meanwhile, everybody, I want to direct you all to www.lifesgift.com.
Go to break.
Would you like to listen to Ghostly Talk live on your cell phone? Perhaps you have a comment for us or our guests. All you have to do is dial 605-475-8590. When asked for the conference code, dial 555-1081, followed by the pound sign.
I'm Tim Yancey, inviting you to explore the fascinating realm of the paranormal. Ghosts and hauntings, Bigfoot, UFOs, and alien abductions. Join me live every Sunday evening at 9 p.m. with the foremost authorities and experts in the world regarding the mysterious realm of the unexplained. The Encounters Paranormal Radio Series, as heard on WBZT 1230 AM. EncountersBroadcasting.com.
Hey, Scott L. I just want to thank you for this sweet Ghostly Talk t-shirt, man. When I put it on, women just start coming at me from all directions.
Well, no problem, dude.
Oh, yeah, and check this out. I had this rash in my chest for like 3 months, right? The first time I wore this Ghostly Talk t-shirt for the day, I took it off before bed and the rash was gone.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I also worked at a job interview I had last week, and not only did I get the job, but the boss liked it so much, he made me his partner.
Huh?
Yeah, and I'm now a millionaire because of your Ghostly Talk t-shirts.
Well, you know, we not only have new t-shirts for 2007, but Ghostly Talk also has a brand new line of bumper stickers and 1¼-inch buttons.
You're kidding!
No, sir. You can check them out and also find out how to order them at ghostlytalk.com.
I must go and order all of them now!
Whoa, hold on. Save some for the rest of the listeners. As you can see, Ghostly Talk swag is going fast, so head on over to ghostlytalk.com and check it out. T-shirts, bumper stickers, and 1¼-inch buttons, all for a very cheap price. Order yours today.
Been a soldier, try and make this work. But you keep saying that I act like a jerk. And as the days go by, I need some advice. Everything I know keeps falling apart. Sometimes I worry that these words will slip away. It's never been this hard to say.
Complicate a friend. Dearest friends, do you ever wonder, who am I? Why am I here? What is the meaning of life? Why do I keep repeating the same patterns, and how can I change them? Why am I free from being able to have the life that I've always dreamed of, and what is stopping me from having this? How do I meditate? What is an aura, and how do I see one? How can I come to a sense of well-being physically and spiritually, always? How can I remain in a state of absolute love, that soulful love, felt and expressed from within the heart of the soul, or we may say unconditional love, bliss, peace, and spiritual oneness in life continuously? Dr. Patty Diamond, Lady Diamond, in co-creation with Spirit, shows you the path through the new book called Stepping into Spiritual Oneness, Spiritual Rememberings of the Soul Through Life Experience, available at Diamond Lady Publishing, www.diamondladypublishing.net.
This is Ghostly Talk.
Oops.
Oh, this is going to be hilarious next weekend.
Well, no, you don't, you know, okay, you don't need to do it like that. That's just my thing. It don't necessarily...
Yeah. I did that while looking directly in his eyes.
You looked me in the eyes.
And I thought, what am I going to do?
What do I hate do, more than
I
anything?
I got to do something before he goes off on his vacation.
What do I...
Something to totally get him. And I'm like, I know. Just
a cold close like that.
Yes.
I love
yes.
cold closes where you just totally.
Oh, I can't even tell
nothing,
you.
Nothing says ghostly talk more than that right there.
That and talking over the singing.
That and talking over the singing, big time.
We're talking with Rick Hayes of www.lifesgift.com. And, of course, Rick's been on the show before a number of times, and we've been seen at conventions together. Of course, we're tearing up the convention, and he's over there cleaning. oh, my gosh, those Ghostly Talk guys, what's going on? And
He's doing something while we're sitting there.
Yeah, he's actually, like, you know, doing, you know, work and, you know, fruitful stuff.
Well, you're speaking again at the convention this year, right, Rick?
Yes, I am, but I want to tell you, I hope I'm across from you guys again this year because it's a lot of fun.
If anyone is going
to the Mid-South Convention this year, and if you're not going, please think about going because you got to come in and say hi to the Ghostly Talk guys because it is so fun just to sit across from them for 2 days. I mean, we have a lot of fun and we laugh and just a great time. So I think I'm just going to put in my reservation just to sit across from you guys and get that this year.
All right, sounds good to me.
It's called blackmail.
A camera.
Oh, am I going to be on Scott?
Yeah. I have some. I'm pounding into the chat room earlier. I don't know, man. I'm still feeling the after effects of last year.
Well,
I'm not talking about a hangover either.
Rick, if you're going, is it Friday night? Is there going to be a part like the?
We're going to be doing the filming screening and all that
on Friday night. Yeah,
everybody gets loaded again.
We did a film, a comedy, of course, and evidently they're going to be showing it Friday night.
Oh, great, great.
So, yes, bring an extra pair of shorts, and because this is quite...
porno.
I'm kind of scared. No, it's not...
What do you need an extra pair of shorts for?
What kind of shorts?
Because you could...
I know you just got back from Louisiana.
The expression that I'm playing off of without actually saying it is piss yourself laughing.
Oh!
Okay, because that's the...
You got to curse on the air, too.
I did quotes. You guys didn't see it, but I did do the... Didn't I?
So that'll hold up in court for sure. No, yeah, we're going to be doing that Friday night. So, yeah, it's going to be a great time. We're looking forward to that, too, Rick. It's always fun to hang out with you.
I'm actually going to be... I think they got me scheduled... I don't know what my schedule is anymore, but I believe I'm actually coming in a little bit on Thursday because I've got several personal consultations throughout I think that week. So I'm actually going to be, so I'll definitely be there Friday, and I'm looking forward to that film.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, one thing I noticed also, we're just kind of chatting lightly about paranormal stuff and mixed with all this other ridiculousness. but I, you know, another thing I noticed too, and you know, I've always kind of collect this opinion or people's interpretations and ideas, like people collect trophies sometimes. But I'll just come out. What happens to people who commit suicide? This is something I've always been very curious about, Rick, because I've heard all types of different stories from all types of different people. What's your theory on this or your idea on this? I'm trying to use the right term, you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I have in the last 6 years since I came out in the public, you know, with this, I have had many personal consultations where their loved ones have completed their plan and based on what I call completed their plan based on their choice. And, you know, it's really funny because I know a lot of them out there believe that if a person does something like this, they're automatically sent to, you know, a place called hell. and, you know, and it's really funny because I've had those who'll say, you know, I was really scared that he wasn't able to enjoy the life everlasting. And I said, well, you know, what we need to understand is that we have a creator that understands that we have to learn here in life. And so if they have faith in their heart, if they have belief in their heart, but maybe because of the environment they're in, you know, for example, maybe they're going through a severe depression. This is a physical part of the body, or a mental part of the body, or emotional part of the body. This is all an earthly part of the body. Mm-hmm. But if they have faith and belief in their heart, that, you know, they're going to move on. But it's really amazing to me because those who have committed suicide, who have came through for me, have shared with me. I just had one yesterday that shared with me that they are, you know, it's almost like they've had to go back to school again and to learn about life again while they're there. And it makes so much sense because it's just like raising your child. You know, a lot of the things you share your child about as they grow up in life is the things that you went through in life and the experiences that you've learned in life. And basically what these individuals who have committed suicide, they actually stopped their life before it was actually completed. So there's still more they need to learn about life before they can actually guide.
So you commit suicide, you bop up wherever, and they go, nope, you're going back.
Yeah,
you're going back.
Oh, no, you can't get out of it that easy. You're going back.
Dun, 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 dun. It's like, yep, back in school, there you go, you know. Well,
that's like a literal cosmic joke right there, I think. I mean, it's not funny. I mean, I understand the point of it, but it's like, you know, it is kind of a crack in the face going, okay, look, that was really stupid. Get back down there. Get back in the game. You can do better next time. You know, I mean, really, that's what it comes down to, I think. I don't think people should do, you know, suicide's a really stupid thing to do. I mean, and you always hear people, you know, it's the coward's way out, and I'm not going to use that crap here. I said it in a cliching sort of manner.
Oh, because you...
Kind of like your quotes with the piss
word. Yeah, because you did a little neck move, like...
That's me going, girl. No, but, No, in all honesty, I mean, it hurts people around you. The whole thing. We've heard the whole thing before.
Pebble in a pond.
Get back out there and handle it. You know, pebble in a pond. Exactly, yeah. Keith. So, yeah, I mean, you have to go and learn. Right, Keith?
Exactly.
I mean, oh my God, I just called you Keith. Right, Rick?
Yeah, exactly.
That's because you were looking at me.
Yeah.
And you know, the other thing is that when these loved ones do come through and share messages with their loved ones, and I'm a part of this, they will share with me how they understand now how their life was really valuable and more importantly, how their life was so much a part of those loved ones that are still here. And it's almost, we don't recognize just how many individuals, you know, that we actually connect with each day in our life. And when we make this decision in our life, it not only affects us and our life, it's our life ourselves, but it also affects many of those around us. You know, I talk about it's like being in a boat in the lake. And you're in the boat alone, but you have all these other boats around you that has your friends, your family, each in a boat around you. And if you rock that boat, the ripples of this lake will also rock their boats. Mm-hmm. So, and it will actually, you know, if you tip your boat over, it's going to tip them over. But so you've got to understand how valuable life is here, and more importantly, how valuable you are to those around you.
Yeah, I agree.
If you,
that's a very good analogy.
if you're like your hardware, your body, your mind, you know, your physical mind and brain and stuff, and you're admired in these circumstances that are really, you know, just too much for you to process and bear and stuff like that, and you decide to do you know, end it for, you know, for reasons that, you know, you just cannot get past it. Your hardware is not capable of that, right? Mm-hmm. So you're going to end it due to physiological reasons, and you do that. Obviously, when you're finally back to being a spirit again, rather than, you know, having hardware to run on, and you're back in spirit world, and you're more complete, I think, myself personally, but you're back there. Do you understand what you did? Did you, like, does it become like, wow, why couldn't I have just, you know, worked with that hardware? Or why couldn't I have just, you know, done it with, you know, I could have just, because suddenly it seems like you're thinking again, spiritually thinking. You know, I'm sure it's different than what we experience in our heads, but, you know, things would be more clear. You're not admired in this day-to-day life and mm-hmm. And, you know, you're not limited by your hardware. I mean, and do you miss the people from that you just walked out on?
Well, you don't miss them, but it's almost like you get a clear vision. You know, they will share with me that again, they understand now, and it's, I don't want to say they're sad, but they have a better understanding of how, and I go back to how they really affected others. I will share this with you. Those who have completed the plan by suicide, when they come through, it doesn't affect me emotionally as much as these individuals that had. Well, I'll give you an example. I'm working right now with been working since middle of July with this little girl that's down in Florida, and you know, missing ones and those who had something like that happen to them, mm-hmm. is. Affects me more when they come through than those who have committed suicide.
Hmm. Wow.
Because it was not by their choice, you know, and it was the completion of their plan by someone else's choice. And when they share and come through for me, it really affects me more emotionally than those who have, you know, have decided to complete their own plan. So, you know, again, I go back, you know, what we're talking about here as far as those who have made the choice. You know, I really consult with those individuals that their families that are here to understand that, you know, what they had done should be a stepping stone for them to learn just how valuable life is here. And they should embrace this more and more each day. And, you know, it was an unfortunate situation. It was a situation they may not expect it, but don't look at it as it's also the end of your world. Look at it as what did we learn from this? You know, how valuable we should really love each other when it comes to our family and our close ones that are close to us.
Yeah. Oh, and that's, I think that's something I've learned too, is just that.
After the show, I'm going to go over to my parents' house.
I know.
I so badly want to go over my parents' house and give them beach hugs.
Don't you feel like a complete ass now, like everybody around you? No. I mean that.
Rick, you're right. We're here now.
And you can reach out and hug
someone now, and then when you can miss them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you can't hug them.
I mean, I can use an example of Alex just recently. You know, my buddy from my old band. You know, Keith, you're very familiar with that too.
Yep.
You know, we talked a lot about that. We did a whole show on that, for God's sakes, a few weeks ago. And I can still tell you to this day that, you know, Alex and I didn't, you know, we didn't bring it together like we should have. We our last few encounters were ugly. They were fighting. They were screaming. They were pointing. They were pushing. And we could have done more for each other. I'm sure there's an argument about what, you know, there's always the ins and outs and stuff like that, right?
Scott, are you connected? Are you close to his family?
Not anymore. not really, no.
Okay.
I was, but, you know, point being is just, you know, we don't need to get into that, but I'm just saying, I know it personally right now, I'm feeling it as we speak, and you're feeling it too, Keith, because you play with Alex too, you know, so.
Yes.
We, So I know that personally right now. That I could have done something more, maybe, you know. But
hindsight's 20/20, and
yeah,
there's sometimes you can't take things back, and
yeah,
life is about regret and living with it.
Yeah, completely.
Hey, Scott, I hate to interrupt, but
yeah, no problem.
Don't forget what it said on his shirt. All right.
What's that?
You had a T-shirt that had something said on it.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. He had a T-shirt. Do you remember a T-shirt with that might have meant something to him and you?
Oh, boy. A T-shirt that meant something?
Yeah, it's like a black or dark shirt, and it's either cut in the sleeves, but it's got something written on the front of it. It's got something on the front of it.
Well, you mean a shirt that he was wearing, Rick?
Yeah, it was his.
Support your local Avengers.
I think if he's showing Rick a T-shirt, it's going to be something that means something to you and him, right?
Yeah.
Crap,
exactly.
Man. You know.
Exactly, and well, you'll think of it, and he's really. It's almost like he's laughing about it. So it's something that's really.
Well, yeah. I'm sorry, Rick. I can't. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head right now that I remember. A T-shirt? You said a black T-shirt.
Well, yeah. It's like a T-shirt, and it's like it's got like a picture on, and there's like letters on the top and letters on the bottom. It's like almost saying it's almost like some kind of saying on it.
Something filthy, no matter. I'm sure from Alex, it had to be some sickening joke because that's.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll have to talk more about that. I'm not cutting you off or anything like that, but I mean, I just can't think. I don't want to try to sit here and rack my brain for the next 10 minutes. This show sucks enough already. I'm kidding.
No. This is a great show.
Well, no. My point was though, was just that, you know, that's a classic example that just happened to me, myself, and a whole group of us where we could have done more. I think to really, you know, at least go, hey, dude, it's all good. It never happened, you know. So I agree. I know myself. I mean, that's why I call my mom every day. I mean, I'm not saying I'm the shining example of what you should be out there, but I learned about a very, you know, a long time ago that mortality is okay. It can be hard on you. It can be hard on people around you also. So, you know, the people I do care about, I try to talk to them as much as possible. I really do. And you're right, Doug. Go to your parents' house after the show and give them both a big hug.
Certainly,
you know,
am.
You have to do that. You have to do that because that's just how it works in this level of existence. If there's one thing I know about it, stuff like that. Nothing else. I don't know anything else, but that is what I do understand as of right now.
Yeah,
I gotta figure out what the future is.
And if you think about it, but doing this now, when they move on and when you move on, you will remember those times of being together. You'll remember those, you know, if you just call, if you're calling your parent, like you're saying, you're calling, you know, you try to call them every day.
Yeah,
you'll remember those when you move on, and you'll be talking about those together.
Right.
And you know, those that move on will share with me, you know, these little bitty, what we consider little bitty insignificant experiences they bring up, and it is like so power, has so much impact when I share with someone in a consultation. They'll say, you know, that is so true, but I've never even thought about that, but you're exactly right.
Mm-hmm.
And why would they bring up something so little? Because they want us to understand that even the little things that we have in our life every day is so very valuable.
Oh yeah.
And just as simple as calling, like calling your parent and just saying, how you doing? That's something that's never forgotten.
Yeah, that's something I tell people a lot nowadays, too. I mean, younger people, not much younger than me, people very close to me that I know, that I go, look, you know, you should really call your mom or dad every day. And just, you know, it's just a simple little thing. It isn't much, but, I mean, I'm 33 now, pushing 34. My God.
Oh, that's nothing compared to me.
I have reached a mountain. But, I mean, I still, to this day, I mean, whenever I go on a trip or something like that, I'm on the phone going, okay, I got there, okay, I'm fine, don't worry about me, go get some sleep now, relax, because that's just what I think I should do. That's just my opinion, just, you know, what my duty is as a son to my folks. So.
Well, I just want to say, young man, you're exactly right.
Oh, well, thank you.
I mean, when you said your age, it's like, oh, my God, I'd like to be 34 again.
Me too. I'd actually rather be 27, but, you know. Hey, actually, something happened last week during the show.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you, because I was going to bring that up also.
And I think we have the exact perfect
right moment to do
guest.
That.
Yeah. It's the Rick, you are the perfect guest for this. But I have to. It's with great sadness.
Yeah, we got to mention this because we only got a couple minutes left.
It's
anyways.
With great sadness that I have to and fondness for Bonnie.
Yeah, well, you notice that Bonnie hasn't been here for the last few weeks.
Yeah. Last Sunday during Ghostly Talk, Bonnie's grandfather passed away.
Yeah, Arnold P. Spittler passed away last week about 6:30 p.m. From what Bonnie told me, it was Bonnie's grandfather who she loved very much. And she's, again, we mentioned that she was with her grandfather, but he did pass away, unfortunately. Yeah. And sorry, Rick, we're just dumping all this on you, man. but you know.
But I think if anybody can understand it would be Rick.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that you're on the show.
And my thoughts and prayers for Bonnie and her family. But, you know, and again, because she knows, I met her, and she knows that. I know that her grandfather's now in everlasting life, and I know her grandfather's still around her, and I almost feel like he's probably going to let her know. So I feel like he really wants to. So,
well, this is one of them situations, too, I think. Also, I'm sorry, Rick, but you know, this man passed away with 11 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think this is, if somebody really did it right, I mean, who knows what's right and wrong, you know, to live a life, but, you know, he passed on in peace with his family. He didn't die alone. He was there. He passed on in peace, bottom line, with everybody around him. And I think that was just, if that's the way you got to go, that's got to be the best way. You know,
it's
beautiful.
You listen to some jerk off say, oh, jump off a mountain and hit the rocks. And, no, dude, you know, the way to go
the
is
way
with
to
people
do it
you
is
really
with
care.
With your loved ones,
yeah,
bro.
With your loved ones and your family so you can say goodbye to them. That's the most important thing. And I know that's how Mr. Spittler passed away. So, yeah, we Bonnie's taking all the time she needs, period, with this thing. We told her over and over again, you take all the time you need, and she'll be back. She's going to be back, believe me. Bonnie, don't go away.
She bounces
we
back.
We don't want Bonnie
really
to go away.
As a matter of fact, she told me on the phone on the way earlier this afternoon, Rick, that she would have liked to have called in because she knew she wouldn't physically be here, but you know, she's with her family, you know, obviously right now with, you know, all of her family. And so she would have liked to have called in if she could work it in. And I've looked every now and then. I didn't see
she might have
her phone number in there,
it's
but
fine.
She, you know, she's doing family stuff right now. Yeah. But she says, I would love to talk to Rick. And,
well, she,
you know, so
she's going to have a chance to talk to you next month, right, Rick?
That's true.
Absolutely. And like I said, you know, it's got to bring her some comfort in knowing that he did have not only had a full life here, and as you said, all the family that he had here, but also that he is enjoying that everlasting life now and not having to deal with the pain and all that anymore, and still being around Bonnie and still being around the family. I mean, you know, that is some comfort there.
And Bonnie,
she's going to miss him, you know, holding him physically. And it's okay to cry, to miss that. When you cry, you're shedding tears of blood. But not having the comfort of knowing that he's now enjoying that everlasting life is comfortable.
Yeah, and Bonnie looked good on Wednesday when I went. Was it Wednesday?
She
looked real good on Wednesday, you know, and her family looked good. And I know Bonnie. She's a strong gal. She can kick the crap out of any of us. So
Rick and Scott L. And Keith.
Thanks for joining us today, Keith.
This is the end
way.
Of the show. Oh, thank you so much, Rick.
Thanks.
Stay
thank
on the line.
Yeah.
Stay on the line, though. Our website, of course, is www.ghostlytalk.com.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Rick's website, www.lifesgift.com, with the new e-book. And, of course, he's got information.
Yeah, you know what, Rick? We didn't touch on half the stuff. No, we didn't touch on an eighth of the stuff.
You've got the new e-book. You've got the CDs and books out there, the consultations.
Check it out,
And all the different Life's Gift websites up there. Info, I know, will be forthcoming on the new sci-fi documentary. I mean, all the stuff that you're just a busy, busy guy. Of course, we can always talk to you. Everybody in the hearing the sound of my voice, you just go to the Mid-South Paranormal Convention.
Yeah, drop it.
Visit
right,
with us
Rick,
and Rick. And there you go. So thank you, Rick, for being on.
Yeah, hang tight. Don't leave us just yet.
I'd also like to
thank you guys, and everyone keep the faith, okay?
Definitely. Excellent. Don't leave yet. Stay here, Rick.
And then, of course, thank you to Tim Wood of LiveSciFi.tv, and thank you to Alex Monte Kanawati of MySpace.com/ReturnToBabylon. And
thank you to me for being part of the show.
Thank you, Doug, for being part of the show.
Keith, thank you
for Keith for joining
for
us.
For joining us tonight and bringing
bring
all
happiness
the
happiness wherever they go. I bring happiness.
Thanks to Oxygen for keeping us alive during the show. Thanks to the ceiling fan above us for keeping us cool during the show.
That's right.
And thanks to every listener for listening to us just babble on and on and on. We'll be back next week. Well, Scott will be on the phone, but we will be back next week.
Ghostly Talk!
You have been listening to Ghostly Talk Paranormal Talk Radio. The Ghostly Talk audio program is distributed for free under the Open Content License. Please share with all your friends and support independent media.